Welcome to the 359. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
The Mobile World Congress trade show is almost upon us, which means we've got a flood of phone news coming your way. This morning, Motorola showed off its new G7 line. That's actually four different versions, the G7 itself, as well as the G7 Play, Power, and Plus. One's got more power, one's got a bigger screen.
One's better for playing with. Like, one's you throw it gaming across the room. Oh, okay. Yeah. I got it.
Yeah.
I'm on the ball today. Sure.
This is why you should care. The Moto G line has consistently been seen as top pick as a budget phone. But sadly, the cost for these devices are going up. I think it's about $50 more for the G7.
Still $300.
Still a definitely a great deal considering all the stuff you get jam-packed into the phone, including a head jack.
Headphone jack, yeah. And it's a third of the prices of the iPhone XS.
But it is a price increase, and I think that's sort of a reflection of the fact that like things are getting more expensive, and this balance between cost and new features, I think most manufacturers are now erring a bit more on adding new features, even if it means a more expensive device.
Right. My hope would be that a phone like this would actually help keep prices down or like help improve on competition, but we haven't really seen that much yet. Apple has been doing a little bit more of the deals and sales to try to goose the numbers of their iPhone, but in general, I don't think that they're not going to significantly lower their big flagship numbers. They're still going to keep it around 1,000.
The G7 Play is actually $199, so there is that cheaper alternative.
Yeah, that's so pretty good.
Another phone news, LG teased a bit of extra details on their upcoming flagship phone, the G8 Thin Q. I know, it's terrible. I tell them this every time. But they announced last night that the phone will have a 3D scanning front-facing camera, which is better for selfies, but also is essentially Apple's version of Face ID.
Or LG's version of Face ID.
Did I say that?
Right.
LG's version of Apple's Face ID.
Right. And the idea would be to add more like AR and VR features at some point. So do you think either of these are really going to make much noise in the phone market, or they're still kind of also-rans?
We'll see. I mean, LG has definitely struggled and has kind of been an also-ran. They make like good phones that are just not quite as good as what Samsung has out right around the same time. So they've got some other tricks. You know, I broke the news that they're going to have a phone with a second screen attachment.
Oh, yeah.
So it might be this phone. It might be another one. I know LG has a number of devices it's going to announce at Mobile World Congress. So we'll see. We'll see if they get some of the spotlight back on them.
Yeah.
Next up, we wanted to talk about a story that our own Stephen Shanklin wrote about a drone that might serve as your own home security system. Like a little attack dog.
So
a flying attack dog.
I was definitely thinking that, and I was like, this is the coolest idea ever if you have a flying attack dog. But no, that's not exactly right. The idea is to actually cut down on false alarms. Apparently, home security systems in some areas, actually 99% of those alarms are false alarms, which is an insanely high number.
Yeah.
So the idea is to have a more sophisticated
system.
Hey,
look, Ben, your house.
Yeah. That's my house right there. Yay. Not really. So you would have motion and vibration sensors connected all around the perimeter of your home. And if they notice a problem, they send you a notification, and that's when you can get the drone into action, and you could actually watch live via your phone what's going on.
Interesting.
It sounds like a really cool system. I don't know if it's really for everybody, but 99% false alarm rate sounds pretty high.
All right. Lastly, Twitter posted revenue that beat expectations, but a weaker forecast and lower monthly active users has Wall Street a little bummed.
Yeah. And they also reported daily active users, but then went out of their way to make sure that that wasn't comparable to other numbers.
What was going on? They called it the monetized daily active user. What is that?
Yeah, it's folks that see ads versus, like, let's say with Facebook, they have daily active users, but it's for folks that either see ads or they don't see ads. So they are intentionally trying to prevent us from doing apples to apples comparisons, which is really nice of you guys.
Yeah, thanks, Twitter. Really, thanks for clearing things up. We just love the transparency. For a full coverage, check us out on CNET. I'm Roger Chang.
I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
Thanks for listening.